Hey everybody, we're coming to you today from Appleton Erie Health, visiting with Liz Charles. Liz Charles is one of our nurse midwives and nurse practitioners. How are you, Liz?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So today we're going to talk a little bit, or probably a lot actually, about COVID-19, the coronavirus. So what can you tell me about COVID-19?
COVID-19 is a respiratory virus that affects our lungs, and it is spread through essentially our spit. So when we sneeze or cough and we don't cover our mouths or anything like that, that's how the virus spreads. And then other people breathe it in, or if there's some of that spit on tables or chairs or grocery carts or anything like that, and people touch it and touch their face, it can get in their body that way. So that's why it's really important to wash your hands.
So what are some of the symptoms that people can have with COVID-19, Liz?
So there's 3 to 4 main symptoms that people can have. So it's going to be, you're going to have a fever, a dry cough, so you cough and you don't cough anything up. You can be short of breath. You know, it could be short of breath walking, or in the more severe, you're short of breath just sitting or talking, and you can't talk in complete sentences because you get so short of breath. And some people are quite tired. A thing to remember about this too is that these symptoms, the fever, cough, shortness of breath, they can range from very mild cold-like symptoms, you wouldn't think anything else of it, to very severe, like I said, you know, short of breath, can't even get through a sentence without huffing and puffing.
And is that shortness of breath then related just to the COVID-19, or are there other diseases that go along with it?
With the virus, it causes some damage to your lungs, and it can also progress to some pneumonia, which is an infection in your lungs. And there can be some fluid in there causing some of that shortness of breath. And as of right now, there's no treatment that we can do. It's all symptom management.
So does that mean that if I have symptoms that I shouldn't be in the hospital?
So what we've been suggesting to people is if they have any questions, have any concerns, have any of these symptoms, they give us a call and we can direct you through this. Some people with symptoms, you know, the fever, shortness of breath, if you're able to stay home and manage it at home, that's what we recommend. And then on the more severe end, then those people typically get to be in the hospital.
So if I can take care of myself at home, I should. And if I can't take care of myself at home, that's when I should come to the hospital.
Yes.
So Liz, if there's no cure for COVID-19 or there's no vaccine for COVID-19, what can I do so that I don't get this?
The best way you can protect yourself is by distancing yourself from other people. This protects you because you are avoiding that close contact with others, so you're not going to pick up the virus from somebody else. And that's staying at least 6 feet away from somebody is because, you know, when people cough and sneeze and maybe they don't cover, that could be the distance that travels. So putting space between you and others not only protects you, but it can protect them. 'Cause even if you're feeling okay, you don't feel sick, you could still have the virus and be giving it to somebody else who could have more severe problems with it.
Okay. And is that then why the governor issued a shelter in place?
Yes. So what we're trying to do is slow down the transmission of the virus. So the less we're out in public, you know, shopping, go to the bank, go to the post office, all that kind of stuff, the more we can separate ourselves from the public, the better off we're going to be to slow down that transmission. Other things you can do is wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. don't avoid touching your face, because like I said before, you could have touched a surface and then touch your face and the virus could get in your body that way. And then stay home if you're sick, because these symptoms mimic that of a cold or some mild illness. And just stay home and separate yourself. And
Liz, how can we protect ourselves from getting COVID-19?
The best thing you can do is wash your hands. By washing your hands, you know, you want to make sure you're doing it for 20 seconds. And then also avoid touching your face, because that's another way the virus can get into your body. Other things are, if you're sick, stay home, you know, distance yourself from the people in your house and your family, but also stay home if you're well. This isn't the time, you know, for play dates, hanging out with your friends, going to hang out, you know, like your normal activities. This is the time to just stay where you are and only really going out when absolutely necessary for those essential items, such as going to the grocery store. Other things you can do is using hand sanitizer, and then, you know, a lot of grocery stores these days have those wipes that you can use right when you go in. You can wipe off the handle of your cart or of the basket or whatever you're using, to use that to wipe it before you touch it. Because I suppose the biggest place people will be going most is the grocery store. Not only are people wiping off the grocery cart and the baskets, they're also wiping off their groceries once they bring them home. And then using, you know, Clorox wipes, or there's a whole bunch of different things online you can look up to make your own wipes, because I know they're hard to come by these days. Wiping off, you know, surfaces that anything you've brought in from the outside is touched, you know, from that to your groceries itself. Other things you can do is avoid multiple trips out of your house. You know, try to clump everything together. So if you have to go to the grocery store, maybe go to the bank and the post office if you have things to do there. And then instead of making it a family trip, maybe only one person go, just to reduce everybody's exposure to the virus.
So what you're saying then is this is the time that everybody should hunker down and stay home.
Stay home, watch Netflix, nap. I mean, when else are we going to get the opportunity to be forced to stay home and watch Netflix?
Liz, what kind of advice do you have for patients?
The biggest thing I talk about with my patients, seeing as I see a lot of pregnant women, is that, you know, we don't know a lot yet about how this virus affects pregnant women. However, we do know that other viruses such as influenza and pneumonia can cause serious problems in pregnant women. So we are treating them in that high risk category. So it's very important, you know, for pregnant women, people with underlying heart disease, diabetes, kidney issues, any underlying health conditions, that they stay home, really focus on that social distancing and taking care of themselves, watching out for themselves. And this is why, you know, when I say that, you know, we need to put space between us and others, even though we feel okay, we may be giving it to these, you know, pregnant women, elderly, these people that can have really bad complications. We need to look out for other people beyond ourselves.
So in short, what you're saying is stay home.
Stay home.
Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch your face.
Yep.
And stay home.
Stay home and wash your hands.
And stay home.
And stay home. And watch
Netflix.